What is driving the contracting community to think and talk so actively and so blatantly about something the administration says it's not even planning for right now?
Well, believe me, we'd like to not plan for it either, but unfortunately, sequestration is the law. It is in place, and it will take a law to overturn it. And we do not see anything moving through Congress right now to fix what almost everyone says is horrific fiscal and public policy. This doesn't make any sense. It will attack our economy as well as undermine our security. But from a contractor standpoint, we also are looking at a fiscal cliff that's coming at us and trying to make prudent business decisions and trying to look at what's required from the standpoint of employees as well as investors. That's exactly what any business person has to do.
And I think that may be what's driving the dichotomy here. Federal government, of course, is not in that position. You understand that from your tenure at the FAA. It's just a different dynamic that's driving the performance and what has to happen next. Is that fair to say?
You know, Francis, that's a very good point, because Washington is a town where a lot of the mentality, the culture, if you will, is that of the government. And the defense community is a business community. We have to be driven by what is sound and responsible from the standpoint of investors, from the standpoint of shareholders and employees. You have to do the right thing by the people who, in fact, are supporting the industry. And there's a law on the books called the WARN Act. It goes back to 1988. And it does say that, in fact, when you have plant closings, mass layoffs, you have to give employees 60 days notice. In some states, it's more than that. New York, for example, it's 90 days. Back that up, and you're well into the fall. So, you know, this isn't something that's happening in 2013. It's very real now. And, in fact, layoffs are happening now because companies are downsizing, anticipating what, you know, could happen here.
Marion Blakey's president and CEO of the Aerospace Industries Association, talking about layoffs and potential job cuts in the defense contracting community. Now, there are cynics, Ms. Blakey, that are saying the timing of this is interesting, that 60 to 90 days, if you back that out, as you mentioned, it's late fall. Just so happens the first week of November there's a particular event going on that some folks think this might have something to do with.
This is business, not politics. This is absolutely what the law in front of us requires. There are ways of looking at this, and I think the legal departments and all of these companies are going to have to make the best decision about when notices may have to go out. But this is really all about, you know, what we have to do from a legal and a fiduciary standpoint. After all, these are public companies with customers, markets, employee morale to worry about, you know, their stock price. The last thing in the world they would like to do is talk about bad news and layoffs, because believe me, it does affect negatively all those things. But you also have to look realistically at what the current laws on the books require. Sequestration is a very recent law, but it's on the books. The WARN Act, as I say, is more than 20 years old. But it's a law on the books. And, you know, we have to be very mindful about what we're required to do. But there's no good news in this from our standpoint, believe me. And when you look at what we have to make decisions about, we're in a fog of uncertainty here. Because how do you invest? How do you hire? How do you train when you don't know what's in the future in terms of what are really massive cuts? Remember, the industry has already gone through $487 billion of cuts that the Budget Control Act requires. And now, on top of that, we're talking about the prospect of another $500 billion. This is massive. I mean, this really does rock the foundations, and it will in terms of employment, because economists have already said we're talking about the loss of 1 million jobs 2013. That doesn't make any sense, and that's all over the country. Not, believe me, this isn't something that's confined to Washington. But Congress does have control over this. They need to repeal sequestration.
You mentioned the uncertainty, Ms. Blakey, and I wonder if this situation that defense contractors are in is strictly a money problem because of the budget situation, or if it's partially that uncertainty problem, too, in that it's really hard, if not impossible, to plan for a situation in which you have no idea what will unfold.
You're hitting the nail on the head. Business never tolerates uncertainty well, and the more you have, you know, variables and factors you have no control over, the more everyone rolls back on their heels and pulls back. They have to. And that's really what we are facing here. But it is something that is a potentially self-inflicted wound that Congress can turn the, you know, gun away. I mean, right now we're talking about Russian roulette with all the chambers full because we know this will happen unless they take action. But they need to do it, and they need to do it now, not wait until a lame duck session or till 2013. By that point, a lot of the damage will be done.
That's the problem that a lot of people foresee, though, Ms. Blakey, is that we'll push this the same way that we pushed the debt limit and the way that we've pushed budgets the last number of years with continuing resolutions and so on. And I'm not sure that everybody understands exactly what that means, how that will filter down to people like your members and the people who work for them.
They need to understand it. They need to look it square in the eye because this is not something that Congress should be playing politics with. This isn't a game of chicken. There's no game about it. It's very real, and it already is a problem that is getting worse by the day. You know, as the fuse burns down closer to January, you're really going to see layoffs coming with a multiplier effect. You're going to see people slowing down work, cutting costs. And this will be all over the country, small suppliers. You know, it's not just, we say defense contractors. I think that folks often think of the largest companies. All down the supply chain, there are much smaller companies. 70% of the makeup of most of the equipment that we provide comes from folks who are really in communities with a very small employee base, but they're fragile. They do not have the ability to have the Pentagon and the government say, sorry, we're now cutting these contracts by 10 to 15% because what that will do is strangle a lot of the suppliers because companies then have to sit back and say, nope, we can't take any more delivery. We can't do any more until this all straightens itself out. One of the other things that I think people are not taking into account is when you talk about trying to offset the debt and the deficit, this is not a pure play offset because all of these are contracts that have clauses in them that allow for adjustments. When a contract is terminated like this, there are adjustments and real costs to the government. Plus, there are going to be a massive group of contracting officers out there who are going to be struggling with a very chaotic situation because, remember, sequestration applies across the board. It's not something that is done strategically and carefully. It hits all contracts.